Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Stony Stone. I am coming to you from Atlanta, Georgia. And I just want to say that I hope that you had a wonderful, terrific, beautiful, and lovely Thursday. Tonight, our episode is going to be about cell phone and cell phone etiquette. I chose this topic because a lot of people, everyone in America has, well, almost everyone in America has a cell phone, even little children from the ages of 7 and up. Now, the thing with the cell phone, you know that Obama was giving out cell phones. So if you have had received any type of government assistance, then therefore you have a cell phone for free that you get an allotted amount of time throughout the month to have conversation on a phone. Hold on, I have a caller coming through. Good evening. Welcome to Stony's Radio. How are you this evening?
Good, and you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. My topic tonight is cell phone etiquette, and it's talking about from the ages of 7 and up, people have cell phones, and how cell phone can contribute to lack of communication when you're on a date, when you're in family settings, and so forth and so on. So my question is to the caller, do you think that it is appropriate while at dinner to put your phone away, to have some cell phone etiquette at dinner?
Well, I know with my family, when we go to dinner, by that being our family time, we're not allowed to use our cell phones, so everyone have to sit their cell phones in the middle of the table. And to me, I don't think it's right or appropriate to have your cell phone at the table, because to me, that's a public area for you to eat, not to be texting and talking on the phone, because to me, that's rude. You talking on the phone while other people at the table are eating and stuff, and to me, I don't think that's right.
I agree. Cell phone etiquette, a lot of people I don't think some people are being rude on purpose. I think that some people are being rude just because they're more evolved in their cell phone as opposed to taking the time, putting their phone away, and focusing on the individual that's in front of them. Because before we had cell phones, you would take the time to write a letter. You would take the time to go visit someone. You would take the time to, engage in that person. But, caller, I have another caller coming through. I don't mean to cut you off. But if you feel free, can you please call back?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Bye.
Hello, and welcome to Stony's Radio. Who am I talking to tonight?
Hi, Stony, it's me, but I just wanted to listen. I was enjoying your other caller.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
The calls are coming in tonight. So do you mind if I take this other caller that's calling through?
No, that'd be fine. I just wanted to listen.
Oh, I'm glad you called. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay.
I'll still be listening.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sorry for cutting you off, my caller. Good evening. Thank you for calling Stony's Radio. How are you tonight?
All right. This is Bernard Bank.
Sir?
I'm all right. This is Bernard Bank.
Hi, Bernard. How are you this evening?
I'm doing fine.
You doing fine?
Oh, yes, I'm doing good.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I'm glad you called in. My discussion tonight is cell phone etiquette. Does it bother you if you're out on a date or if you're at the movies and someone has their phone out?
No, that don't bother me at all.
Really?
No, that.
So you don't think that if we're on a date, if you and I are on a date, and I'm constantly looking at my phone, you don't think that that is rude for me to have my phone out while I'm at a dinner with you?
No, if you're looking for a phone call, you know, business, business. You know, you look for a phone call.
Well,
you never
sounds
know.
You like you don't have, Mr. Banks, it sounds like you don't have cell phone etiquette. Because appropriate cell phone etiquette is when we're at the dinner table and or we're at the movies or if we're engaging in a conversation, I'm going to put my phone away because guess who's important to me?
Right. You,
you are.
Supposed to cut it off. You're supposed to cut your phone off if you're on a date.
Right.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. So it is appropriate to have so that cell phone is a killer of the relationship because when you're on a date, it is rude not to be looking at your date or to be focusing on that person that's in front of you. You should be focusing on them and not your phone unless it's 911 emergency phone call that is coming through. But
That's 100% correct.
That is correct, sir. I just wanted to get your opinion on it because you seem like a very wise man, and I just wanted to I wanted to hear from you what you thought about cell phone etiquette in 2017. Should we or should we not focus more on each other than our cell phones?
That's right. That's right. You got to focus. You know, communication makes perfect practice. If you got good communication,
well, if we're
dating
and you're communicating with me, I'm going to love you.
I'm going to love you, too.
Well, thank you, Bernard Banks. I really thank you for calling. I really appreciate the love, okay?
All right, no problem.
And continue to listen, okay?
All right.
Huh? Okay. Well, thank you. You have a good night. Okay.
All right, you do.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.
All right, bye-bye. Hello there.
It's me, Stoney, and I want you to call me after the show because I got something to tell you that I don't want to tell you on the air what you're doing. You're cut. Never mind. Just call me after the show, please.
Okay, let me make sure that I have your – I see your number, and let me make sure that I have it in my phone so that I can call you.
Okay. I don't want to tell you. It's a tip. I just don't want to tell you over the air, and I'm just listening.
Okay.
So learn my number because I'm going to be calling your show, and I'm just calling to listen. I enjoy your show, but I don't want to talk. And see, when people call in, if they push number one, you'll see a little symbol there that means they want to talk. And if they don't push that number one, they might just be listening.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
And,
but
and
I think
that
you're
little,
saying that my switchboard is showing me that I have two callers. I have one holding, and then I have you.
Okay. But see, I didn't push number one.
Oh, you didn't?
No, ma'am. I never push number one when I call your show. But you call me after the show. I'll explain. I don't want to take up your time.
Okay. That's fine. That was me that just hit you up. So log that number in. Okay. So my thing tonight is, do you have cell phone etiquette, and do you ever find yourself getting annoyed when someone else whips out their cell phone in front of you, like in the grocery store, in the pizza line, you know, or do you get tired of being ignored if you're talking to someone and they just blatantly pick up their cell phone and just start looking down and reading a text and be like, yeah, girl, yeah, dude, I understand. But they're really not looking at you, but they're looking at what they're looking at on their phone, and they're like, yeah. And then they turn around and go, what you say? But you're being ignored. And one of the most reverent inventions of the last century is the cell phone. It is also one of the most controversial, which is definitely not a question at all. that it's a very controversial thing to have. However, the way many people use cell phones has gotten out of control. Remember now that cell phones are not the problem. It's the user's lack of respect for others and the bad manners that is the problem. Rather than come across as one of those people, I suggest that when you are at a table on a date, don't use your cell phone, because I think that that is rude, especially when you're at a restaurant, at the movies, and plays. Focus on the moment, because this is what happens, excuse me, when you take away, this is what happens when you do not focus on the person that you have taken the time to spend your evening with. You make them feel less important. You make them feel as if they do not matter. And you also make them feel as if they're secondary. Your cell phone can wait. That thing in your hand has become so addictive, and it has controlled all of our lives. Trust me, I'm one of those. I panic when I cannot find my phone. I thought I would die the other day when I lost my phone just for a moment. I felt discombobulated, confused, couldn't think, and all I could think about was when I was going to get on there to check my messages, check my email, check my voicemail. It's always keeping you busy. Your cell phone keeps you going all the time. You're going to miss Jesus coming because our head is going to be down and we're not going to be praying. We're going to be surfing the net, looking and see what the next fight is going to be, or who's slapping who, or who's doing whatever, or turn into the Blog Talk Radio because we have that cell phone in our hand. So I challenge you for the upcoming year to put the phones down and focus on the person in front of you, because that moment without that person is very, very precious. I went on a date the other night, okay, and I couldn't help it. My boyfriend, he put his phone away. I kept looking at mine, and he kept looking at me, and I know he felt some type of way. So this is why I did this cell phone etiquette tonight, because I feel bad. I continuously picked up that phone to see how many, you know why I picked up that phone? I wanted to know how many people was liking our date picture. How about that? Am I talking about Stoney being insecure? Because yesterday I did social media and dating, and here I was at the restaurant posting a picture of me and my boyfriend out on a date, and then I kept picking up the phone because I want to see how many likes we have. Now, my next topic this week is going to be, you don't need likes to justify your world. Oh, yeah, I'm preaching to myself, not just you guys, because some of the stuff that I talk about, guess who's guilty? Christina is. I am. I'm guilty. I'm growing. So because I'm growing, I'm checking myself. I am checking myself because I do some things that is not right. So I'm bringing this stuff to forefront. So maybe you too are doing this thing. But this is also about me and about my growth. Phones away. It's not that important that you have that phone in your hand all the time. Focus on your family. Focus on communicating. One day I gave up Facebook for a week. And it forced me, because I couldn't post anything. It made me have to call my family and talk to them. It made me have to go and visit them. So I know for a fact, I have, and y'all hold on for a second, I have a caller coming through, hopefully. Good evening and welcome to Stoney's Radio. Who am I talking to tonight?
It's George.
Hi, George. How are you tonight?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing awesome, and I want to thank you so much for calling me tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So would you like to elaborate on cell phone etiquette? Do you have cell phone etiquette?
Yeah.
So would you get offended if we were on a date and I picked up my phone and I kept looking at my phone? Would that bother you?
No, it would not bother me.
So it wouldn't make you feel any less important if I did that?
I mean, it is all opinion. If you got an important phone call, I understand that, you know.
That's say gonna be later if I'm not time. Making.
Huh?
Say if I'm not making a phone call and I continuously, we're eating dinner, and I continuously keep looking at that phone, how would you feel?
I mean, I'll feel bad, but I wouldn't act all ugly. You know, I'll tell you tonight, wait. You know, you wouldn't mind put your phone on. We have a dinner, baby. Just focus on that. I mean, you know.
And that's true because you are, if we're on a date and you've taken the time to say, hey, Stoney, let's go to the movies. Excuse me, let's go to dinner. And I cannot take the time and the moment to hear what George has to say and look at him and acknowledge him, I don't think that that's fair to you as an individual. And it's to me, it's disrespectful because yes. I'm giving you less value than my phone. You're secondary. So in cell phone etiquette and dating your family members and dinner, when my kids were little, they would tell you this now. I bought all of them cell phones. Because back in my day, I was a very rich woman, so I would buy my children whatever they wanted. As long as they did their chores, the sky was the limit. And so all of my, and back then, kids didn't have cell phones like they did now. So my kids had that advantage. And one of the things that was the rule at my table, and do you know that they're 24, 25 and 26 today and 20. And it still is in them. And it's funny because one day we all went out to eat. And guess who had their cell phone in their hand? I did. And all of them stopped eating and looked at me. And I'm like, what? And they was like, Mom, you almost killed us if we had a cell phone out years ago. And they said, could you please put your phone away? This is our dinner time. And I was shocked because I, as a mother, had instilled that in my children. So they know now that when they're out dating and they're with their significant others, if their parents haven't taught that, my children will be more than happy to pass it along. We do not do cell phones at the dinner table because that is our precious time. So have some cell phone etiquette. Put your cell phones down. Enjoy the moment and talk to each other and laugh, engage each other's eyes, and have wonderful topics with each other because you'll never get that chance, that moment again. You won't. You will not.
What?
So I'm glad that you called in, George. I do believe I have another caller coming through, and I would like to talk to everybody. And I'm glad that you did. And will you listen sometimes?
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you, George, and you have a good evening tonight.
You too. You have a happy night.
Okay. No, yes. Okay. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you.
You are so great.
Good evening. my caller.
Good evening.
I'm sorry for having you holding so long. I try to talk to everybody. How are you this evening?
Good of you.
All right. What do you got to say about this this phone etiquette?
Well, to me, I believe it's rude and robbery of someone else's time to have a phone out while y'all having supposedly time together. Because to me, I know with a relationship, the most important thing is communication. And if you don't have communication, what's the point of having a relationship? So I'm like, if you're taking out the time to show affection to your lover or whoever it is, then that's y'all special time instead of you on your phone and texting and calling. I can understand if it's an emergency, but if it's not an emergency, I don't think it's robbery of your time to have the phone out.
That is true. That is so true, Andrew. That is so true. But sometimes people feel like they just got to have that phone in their hand, and they do not realize how they're making the other person feel by making them feel secondary to that phone in that hand. And so this is why I did this show tonight, because people need to put the phones down. Like Erica Badu said, I can make you put your phone down. So I'm saying, listen to the lyrics to that song and put your phone down and talk to me. You know, I'm important here. I want to hear what you have to say. You want to hear what I have to say. So put the phone down. So that's where it is. I'm glad that you called me back. I do have, you know, the lines are busy tonight, Andrew, and I like that. I have 7 minutes left on the show tonight. I have another caller calling in. Is it okay if I let you go right now?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. You have a good night, Andrew.
You too.
Thank you. Hello, callers. Hello. Welcome to Stoney's Radio. Hello. How are you tonight?
Hello. How you doing, Stoney?
I'm doing good. Who am I talking to?
This is Janelle.
Hi, Janelle. Hi.
How you doing? What was your topic?
My topic tonight is cell phone etiquette. Do you, Janelle, have cell phone etiquette when you're out on a date or when you're out with your family? Do you always have that phone in your hand? Are you always texting?
Not really. You know, you might be messing with your phone, playing with your phone, but I don't see what it'll stop. Like, you know, if you're with your girl, maybe she might be right beside you. Like, would that really make a difference, whether you're messing with your phone or not, if she asks you to do something, or is she just looking at you as saying, is you going to pay her any attention? I mean, I wouldn't see no big deal about it as long as it don't take away, you know, your time with her, or either way it go, you know. Like what would it hurt? Ain't no big deal to me. It shouldn't stop, in other words. You know, it don't, you know, that's when it becomes a problem, you know, if you...
Well,
if you can't focus on what you're doing.
If you took me on a
say
date,
again?
Let me say this. If you took me on a date,
okay.
You kept looking at that phone, I'm gonna be mad.
Yeah, well, now wait a minute, Stoney. That's something different right there. If you're on a date, then you're on a date. You know, you shouldn't even be playing with your phone on a date. I thought that was the purpose of being on a date. We on a date, not you're on a date with your telephone. You know. You're on a date with whoever you're on a date with, you know. So, you know, your phone shouldn't be an issue. You know, if you're getting a call, it better be an emergency.
That is true.
You know.
That is true.
You know, if you're out on a date or something like that, or you left the kids at home, or, you know, that's something different.
Right.
You know, but.
Well,
to just
I see a lot of people. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Janelle. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it was kind of making me think a little bit. I was watching a pastor one time on the TV, and, you know, he was talking about computers and stuff, you know, and he said people stop taking baths, can't eat their dinners and stuff, you know, because they so, you know, and people spend hours on phones and games and computers. Now, that might be a problem, you know, especially if you've been doing it at work or if you've been at school with it all day. or it you know, like I said, it all depends on how it goes. I wouldn't see what it'll hurt. Like if you know you mess with your phone or computer or whatever it is that you do, you know, just throughout the day. But like I said, as long as it ain't stopping you from performing or whatever it is you need to do besides doing that, you know, then it, what could it hurt? You know, you stay focused. You know, that's your phone. It ain't going nowhere unless the bill get cut off or you break it or lose it or something.
Well,
you know, but
I'm going to disagree.
Okay.
I'm going to disagree with that because
okay.
If we're out about and you and I are focusing on each other and we work two jobs or 40 hours a week and we don't get a chance
right.
to really spend time with each other, I want you to turn that phone off and focus on Stoney.
Well, that's understandable. I could turn it off for that.
Right.
You know, I could turn it off for something like that.
Okay.
But let me ask this. Would that make a difference if a person like to read and you with her or whatever, y'all might be in the bed or in the room or something together, and you grab your favorite book or your favorite puzzle. You start reading your book or doing your puzzle. I mean, would that make a difference? Like, hey, Janelle, won't you put the book down? I'm over here, not in the book. You follow
true.
What I'm saying?
That's,
like, it's the same
that's
thing.
True. It's the same thing, and that's still rude. Because
you know, so
if we're together and we are spending quality time together, I want your undivided attention. This is
right.
The cell phones are causing some of this relationship, and it's not, I'm going to say the cell phone, the person who has the cell phone, who makes
right.
the choice to make their phone a priority as opposed to the person to their left or to their right, is causing.
I have heard people say they can't even live without it.
That is true. The other day I almost had a panic attack because I left mine somewhere.
Yeah, right. But you know what I mostly think that is? It's like you got so many people that you deal with or either, you know, you got so many important numbers in your telephone, you can't remember all of them. So it's like, man, I need my phone. You know, I need this telephone, you know, because you got this in it or you might have this, like I say, this information in it. That's different.
That's
but it's not like you need it, like, just because I need. You might not even hardly get no calls, you know. And you still want
and you
your
know
phone.
What? I'm going to do a part two to this because I want to talk about, do you know your phone numbers if you lost your cell phone?
A lot of people don't, believe it or not. Because they'll say,
I
call my phone.
I know my number.
Yeah, well I know mine, too. You know what's funny with mine? I'm in one state, but I have an out-of-state phone number, you know.
Right. So, and that's
yeah.
the case because you don't know who and where people are, numbers are these days. You know, back in the
yeah,
day,
right.
we used to have, you know, a 404 meant, oh, that's Atlanta. Now
yeah, right.
Atlanta has so many area codes.
Yeah, right. Well, for instance, I'm in Miami, but I was in Tennessee, and I recently had moved back. Say it again.
I said, you live in Tennessee?
I used to stay in Chattanooga, yeah.
Oh, okay.
A couple hours uh-huh. away from Atlanta. And that's another story. I was in a relationship with this girl and working and stuff, but that's something else. But I came back home to Miami, you know, and
okay.
I still kept my same number.
Well, a lot of people usually do. My son moved to Portland,
yeah.
and he kept his Atlanta number. So,
yeah,
I do know. But Janelle,
yeah, I had this number here going on like 2 years now.
Well, that is awesome. My show is about to end. And
yeah, right. I see the time.
Call holding.
Huh? Okay. I was looking at the time. I guess it's a 30-minute show.
Well, that's what I put in for tonight because I didn't realize I was going to get that many callers.
Right. Oh, okay.
I would have done an hour.
Right. Well, you better catch your other call then. It was real nice talking with you, Stoney.
Well, I hope you join me sometimes again in the near future.
Do this number stay the same, this number here?
Yes. This is the number you can reach me every night at 6:30. I come on every night at 6:30. And I appreciate the love and the support.
All right. I'll be seeing you on the book.
Okay. Thank you, Janelle. You have a great night and Happy New Year.
Okay. Happy New Year to you too.
Thank you.
All right.
Hello there. Who am I speaking with tonight? Hi, Paul. How are you? This is Sony's Radio, and this is Sony.
Yeah. I know.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty fine.
Okay.
What about you?
I'm doing wonderful.
This is my,
it's a pleasure to talk to you tonight.
What's your show all about?
Well, tonight I'm talking about cell phone etiquette. Do you have cell phone etiquette, Paul?
240 and 224.
Pardon me?
I said, do you have cell phone etiquette? Do you use your phone when you're out with your family, when you're at the dinner table? Do you think that's rude?
Yeah, I think that's rude.
Yeah, so you have etiquette then. But are you guilty of it? Even though you think it's rude, do you do it?
No. I don't.
Oh, okay, well, you're a nice guy then. I like you.
I don't.
That's awesome. Okay. Well, you kind of caught me on the tail end of the show. My show is basically over, but I'm still talking on the air.
Okay.
I want to say, where are you calling from? What city are you calling from?
I'm calling from Winchester, Virginia.
Really, Virginia? It's nice up there. Nice, crisp, cool
nice.
Air.
Yeah, it's
yes.
Really nice.
No doubt.
Hey, man.
I definitely want to say, I thought you wanted me. I was just talking.
Are you hearing, like, other people talking?
Yeah.
Okay, I think I hung them up. I don't know. But I was just saying about the cell phone etiquette and that I think that families could be restored if they took the time to focus on each other and not their cell phones, enjoy the dinner, enjoy the movie, enjoy the family gatherings, put the phones away. You know, even we're guilty of trying to capture so much with the cell phones and the pictures and all of those things. I think that, you know, when we're with family and friends and loved ones and lovers and husbands and wives, those phones need to be tucked away so that we can capture the moments in our heart and not on the SMS or whatever that is, memory card. It needs to be captured in our hearts and in our minds.
That's all right. That's all true.
Right, and I think that the world has just gone crazy with these cell phones, and people are losing the connection with each other.
With each other.
And they are, right. And I think if we just use less and less of our phones, we can start to reconnect our Wi-Fi to each other's souls and our minds. Because, you know, before cell phones, people actually used the telepathy to connect with another person, which was a bond. And if you put your cell phone down, you could use your telepathy and connect with somebody else. Like, seriously, you could.
That's so true because I took a flight from here going back home to Jamaica. And then, you know, I remember back then people would talk to each other on the trip. Now the person beside you is not even looking at you. They're into their phone. So you can't get to talk to nobody. Nobody talks to each other no more.
Right. We don't talk anymore, as Charlie Proust said. So, you know, you really just, I was just thinking about that today, like, put the phone down, go to somebody's house, knock on the door, give them a hug, sit on their couch, and say, what's for dinner? Put the phone down.
Right.
Put it down. And I think we'll all get back to love. Love makes the world go around. That's what we're missing, love.
Yeah, that's so true. L-O-V-E. That's what we need today.
We need love, yes. Well, I'm glad that you called me, Paul, tonight. And I hope that you join me sometimes for a future discussion.
And we'll bless
you. I really, really, really thank you. And hopefully you'll give me a good review or make a comment on Facebook to bring other guests to listen and join in on the show. I am new at this, but I'm passionate about what I'm doing. So that makes it even more awesome. So every night I'll bring to you a beautiful topic that's from the heart. No scripts, just me